Hey, this is Cambry.
What's up? This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to New Culture. Thank you guys for tuning in to our very first episode. This episode, we're going to talk about a little about why we started New Culture and what New Culture is for and the purpose that we have behind doing this podcast and just, you know, creating a whole movement together.
Okay, so I guess we can start about talking about ourselves for a little bit. So I'm Kels. 22. I'm a graphic designer, photographer, just graduated from St. Francis.
Holla!
I do a lot of freelance, more pictures than anything. Went to college for graphic design and I want to be a photographer, which is black people. Anyways, I really like putting on events. That's why me and Cambry work out so well together. So that's about it.
You
annoying.
Okay, so my name is Cambry. I'm 20, just had a birthday.
Yes, happy belated.
I mean,
turned up in Chicago.
1 year of still sadness and depression because you still gotta sneak in, or you gotta make sure you on the list, or you know, you gotta know somebody that can get you through the back gate, you know.
Finesse.
You know, it's still trash, but I mean, it's whatever. It's one more year. I got this. Anyway, so I'm 20 years old. I do a lot of things. I really like to be multifaceted when it comes to the creative scene. I produce, I write, I sing a little bit.
You can sing.
Okay. So I do that. Also, you know, just putting on various events, you know, to create platforms, you know, for different artists, because at the end of the day, I mean, how I feel is, you know, you have to give to get. So, you know, by creating a platform, not only, you know, just for the people locally in our area, but just, you know, a platform where people can come and share their art and, you know, get that constructive feedback, or, you know, get the tools and resources that they need to further their career or whatever they're trying to do, whether, you know, it be music, art, fashion, you know, it's, you know.
Especially living here in Fort Wayne, it's hard to find that kind of support out here too. So, I mean, me and Cambry's always here. We love listening to new people. We love learning about new people, new art. We're really heavy into pop culture. We really current also. So, I mean, and that's part of the reason why we did this podcast too, is to spread awareness locally and outside of Fort Wayne of all the new things that are going on. People who are grinding every day to try to get where they're trying to go. So hopefully we can scope out the majority of it and hopefully put somebody on a new wave with it. So
definitely. Also to just touching on the fact that well, actually, I guess we didn't say this, but I mean, our tagline is for us, by us. I mean,
word,
you know,
we're
the Solange, yeah. So, you know, definitely saying for us, by us. You know, as people of color, especially young people of color, we don't realize how much we actually do for pop culture as a whole. You know, there's people that talk down on us just for being, you know, whether it be black people, brown people, whatever you want to classify yourself as. You know, there's a lot of people who talk down and look down on what you do or your come up, just period. But you got to think, those are the same people who want to look like you. Those are the same people who want to do exactly what you do, try to copy your originality. So I feel that, you know, a part of, you know, being New Culture, of course, you know, letting you know what the hottest trends are, you know, also, you know, putting people, you know, onto new art, you know, whether it be singers, you know, whatever we decide to have. I want this to be not even necessarily a safe space, because I want to talk about those differences. You know, I want to invite other people, you know, whether it be, you know, I'm gonna just put it out there, whether it be white people, you know, I mean, I want to talk about those differences, and I want this to be kind of that open dialogue, that open discussion that we can have, you know, but among the artists who are going to be the influencers of the new wave. So
that's the basis of why we want to do this podcast, and also to show support. And like we were talking earlier, you got to give support to show support also. So I mean, we here, if you come across anything new, like I said, let us know. I mean, we'll try to shine light on it also, and really heavy into social media, so anything that pops up on there, most likely we will talk about it. Any funny meme or funny video that's out right now, we'll talk about that.
You know
too.
What? I love memes.
Yes.
So I'm gonna be sitting down with one of my favorite artists, James Bamboo. Woo woo. I didn't get that.
You're so annoying.
I know. How have you been since the last time we talked? I know it was probably up until now, it was maybe 3-4 months ago since we actually had like a phone conversation, I guess. So, I mean, what's kind of transpired within there?
Oh, I mean, I've just been out here trying to get as many shows in as possible, trying to get as many contacts as possible. You know, I'm still kind of new to New York, even though it's almost kind of been a year since I've been here from Atlanta, but it's been a whole lot of adjustment, a whole lot of growth, a whole lot of just meeting new people and experiencing a whole slew of new things. Because at this point, I mean, I'm an adult, like I'm a solid adult, and it's crazy to look back at how long I've been doing music. I knew that I would always be into music, but I didn't know how far I would go with it, you know. So now I'm in New York, and I'm taking, I think, the necessary steps to get where I want to go with actually building a career. And it's definitely been hard, but I don't know. I've just been working, because that's probably the best thing you can do in this city. Everybody here is like all about hustling. And I mean, I like to hustle for my shit, so.
Shit. I mean, definitely, what was I gonna say? Definitely kind of the same too. I mean, I've taken a break, I guess, on putting things together in a sense. I've kind of been on this thing, I guess. I do so much at one time, I kind of get burnt out. So I'm trying to slow myself down and actually, you know, do things, you know, that I feel are necessary instead of trying to do everything at once, because I'm kind of the person that, you know, wants to do too much at once and then is burnt out and then doesn't want to ever do anything ever again. So, I mean, I can definitely feel it. I am high key mad that the last time I was in New York, we were not able to link up. I've been there twice now and we haven't been able to link, and it's...
You've been here twice?
Yes, I've been here twice. I came for Fashion Week in February, and then I was here for Afropunk. And I kept asking you, no, everybody's gonna hear this. So I kept asking you, I was like, hey, you wanna go to Afropunk? You wanna go to Afropunk?
When is Afropunk? I couldn't go.
Why?
I couldn't go to Afropunk, and I was mad I couldn't go, because I told myself that with me living in Brooklyn, that I was going to go this year. And I was pissed that I couldn't go myself. So I didn't know how to explain that to nobody.
Kept asking me when the date was. I mean, When is it again? I'm like, you live.
I know it was right August, there. But it's like, that weekend, it was like, it kind of came and went. But I don't know. I just been working a lot. And I sit in my own world. And I, you know, focus on my own thing. So I don't really get to do a lot of extracurricular things that I would like to do, but you know, I guess that's all part of the sacrifice. I don't know.
You could have stepped out for that, okay? You could have showed your face just a little bit. just a little bit.
I wish I could.
So pretty much, what's crazy is even though we've only, you know, I guess had, you know, true conversations, I guess, every once in a blue moon. Yeah, pretty much once in a blue moon. I don't know why I had to reassure myself of that. But even though we've only had conversations every once in a blue moon, what's crazy is we have a couple, I guess, mutual friends, you can say, or just, like, mutuals. And it's like, wow. Like, either the internet or just, like, America itself is low-key small. Because, like, I've seen you up under, like, some people's Instagram pages that I follow. I mean, what, we've both, like, met SZA. Like, I just think it's wild. Like, that's really happened.
Yeah, I think the internet does a... I think we all, like, in total, like, this generation does a really good job of being connected through social media. I mean, that's what it's there for. But on top of that, I mean, we actually taking things that they taught us in elementary school about having a pen pal. Like, they would teach us about having a pen pal, and I would sit there and think, damn, well, how the fuck am I supposed to meet somebody in Australia if I ain't never been to Australia? I live in Atlanta. How am I have a pen pal in Australia? You know what I'm saying? So when social media came around, it kind of helped us to be able to fulfill those types of things and be able to reach out to people that we wouldn't normally be able to reach out to. And that's the beauty of it, because now it's a whole connected world of black young artists, and I'm starting to realize everybody basically knows each other. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much. Especially
up in this area. And I think it's pretty cool. Even like artists who, you know, already put on like SZA, she giving other people the opportunity to be able to do the things that they want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's not something that's like normal. That's not something that you get to come across often, but that's, you know, the blessings that can come out of it. But a lot of times I hate social media, though. I don't like using it. I don't like having to keep updating it and keep people, you know, if I don't post stuff for a while, people just start wondering. And I'm like, that factor doesn't have to be there. But I guess it's, you know, the way we live now.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like the pros and cons of it, because then I almost feel bad if I don't make a post on social media for a while. And I'm like, okay, then I just like find stuff to post, and it's just like random, you know?
Social media is crazy.
I mean, it's wild. Like, definitely at one point I was like I even wanted to go to school for like social media marketing, and I'm like, man, I can't even keep up with this shit. Like, literally me and social media.
I did social media marketing for a second.
I mean,
it was for medical school.
Was it worth it, or was it like...
Yeah, because I was on a salary and I made the money to be able to, you know, come up here.
Oh, I mean, it was worth it for you, okay? You know.
yeah,
but
you gotta map it out.
Right. You gotta, like, everybody gotta, look, start somewhere, I guess. But, I mean, what was I gonna say? I don't know. It's just like me and social media, like, you know, people are like so concerned like about feeds and, you know, just this and this and that. And like, how many followers do I have? And it's like, okay, even though social media is like a great tool, but I'm like, it almost stops you like from living life, because like you looking at other people's lives and it's just like, well, damn, like.
Yeah. And that was a thing. I put out Love Nest on my birthday. I put it out on my birthday and I was like kind of nervous about how many people would actually try to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't put out music since last year.
It was? So, damn, I just thought about it. Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. So, and I didn't mean to wait this long, but a lot of shit transpired in, like, fucking 10 months, like, since I moved here. Like, this is a completely new place for me, so... Through it, I didn't even expect to be able to make music, and, you know, I was blessed to be able to do that, and so now I'm here with this one, and so I ain't even know what to expect from, you know, numbers. You start thinking about the numbers, you start thinking about, like, how fast they gonna come in, or, like, you know, and, like, if people even, like, are paying attention, but I don't know. I told somebody, I was like, I just wanna... You know, I'm kind of nervous about trying to meet other people's expectations of the music and, like, you know, the sound and everything. And they were like, well, you shouldn't have to, you know, try to meet other people's expectations. Like, you should meet your own expectations. But I'm like, damn, my expectations, like, I ain't even near my expectations yet. But,
right.
Like, they definitely write about that. Like, I shouldn't have to focus on other people's expectations and, you know... Shit, I don't know. Back to, you know, social media will have you really comparing and have you thinking, damn, like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to do in the right way? But then if you think about it, you know, you hear it all the time, like, nobody really knows, like, what they're doing. They really kind of just taking the steps they feel like they need to take. They're not necessarily following like some game plan. There's no game plan of life and trying to follow whatever it is you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, 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 right. Wise words from James Bamboo. I like it. So pretty much, I mean, so we've already covered the topic of loveness, you know, and definitely I want to get into playing that. I mean, you can introduce it. Like, I mean, do whatever you want to do. Yeah.
The moon and half of all the stars make up the time we share. Everything you do and everything you have, we're well aware. To keep it honest, I feel like a bird, I'm bound to fly my name. Cause I came here to please a baby girl, I'm bound to do my best.
Love me in the morning, fuck me in the evening. Tell me all the things I need to keep from moving away from you. Moving away from. Lady, let me try. I know you're not so shy. I know I caught your eye. Wanna get close to you. You walked up head high, said you think I'm fly. Where's your love nest tonight? And I stuck my chest, I spread my feathers wide. You made my colors fly.
I'm on the tour bus, we can get room if you prefer tonight.
Cause we can really get into a vibe if you prefer tonight.
Love me in the morning, fuck me in the evening. Tell me all the things I need to keep from moving away from you. Moving away from. Lady, let me try. I know you're not so shy. I know I caught your eye. Wanna get close to you.
Wanna get close to. All I wanna do is pull you out the shadow. Give you something special. Show you everything you want and everything. Just let me show you something very special. Something very special. All I wanna do is pull you out the shadow. Give you something special. Show you everything you want and everything you need. Just let me show you
something very special.
Something very special.
Love me in the morning, fuck me in the evening. Tell me all the things I need to keep from moving away from you.
What's good, everybody? It's James Bamboo, and you're listening to New Culture.
So, I mean, let's talk. I mean, are we doing an EP? Are we doing a full length? What are we doing with the next project?
I've definitely been working on a project. It's coming out pretty soon. I took the entire from March to September. Was completely just me immersed in writing. March to mid-August. Just me writing, experiencing shit, just really recording the best vocals I think I can, and trying to make them come across in a raw form. Like, that was, you know, I feel like the older I get, my voice changes too, so I felt like I was learning my voice all over again. I felt like I was, like, my writing style was changing again. Like, that shit happens so often. And I mean, it's because I'm here experiencing new shit. And I noticed that that's something that kind of helps me thrive, is just new experiences in general. Like, that's what really was helping me, you know, creatively was being here. Even though it's hard, I'm still, you know, going through it and being able to document it in my own way. And so that's what this project was pretty much about. It wasn't as to me, solo was a little superficial, but it's definitely a lot more transparent than that project. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to put something like that out. And hopefully, you know, it can help grow the fan base, get more people listening, you know, people enjoying it. Because I really like when people tell me that they enjoy a song that, you know, I feel like I saw Abra put on Twitter, like, she feels like she takes her tears and put them in a perfume bottle and she just sells them. I mean, that's basically what the shit feels like. You do music, you know exactly what I mean. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you pretty much just, like, I mean, honestly, when you think about it, I mean, because it's like, it's either, you know, what you're trying to say. I mean, even if you're not saying a lot in your music, it's like, you know, I created this, like, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know, when you were to make like a little drawing or like a painting or picture at school, you know, like when you was a little kid and you hang it up, I mean, and you not hang it up, but, you know, you show your parents and you want them to like it, you know what I mean? And if they just like ball it up and throw it away in the trash, like, you're really sad, like, you're going to be really sad. So that's kind of the same way that it is with music. Just for the simple fact, it's like, here, I made this. Like, I hope everybody likes it. And will you stream it, buy it, so that way I can be less poor, honestly? Like, even if you don't like it, can you just give it a chance?
Like, right, just give it a chance. Like, and that's the hard part, is people giving it a chance. But,
well, and I think,
I mean, it's all part of the journey, I guess.
And see, I mean, I think definitely, you know, what I do, like, I mean, and if anybody knows me, like, I'm forever hyping up James Bamboo. Like, trust me, when Solo came out,
let me tell you, you are, like, one of the few people who really have, like, for a long time been going strong for me, and I really appreciate that shit. I don't get that a lot. And it's just, you know, you don't come across people like that often, and I appreciate that shit. I really do.
Why, thank you. I feel honored. But why the hell did I say it like that? But anyways, as just Black creatives, and I mean, just as well as, you know, Black men, you know, that are doing something positive, you know, whether, you know, it's in our local community, or, you know, whether, you know, it's the internet or even nationally, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, we all need to support each other and, you know, let people know that there is really great talent out there that needs to really be heard. I heard of you before we started following each other on Instagram, and so that's what I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, why does James Bamboo even follow me? Like, I suck. Like, I'm pretty sure he's never even, like, listened or, like, heard of anything that I've ever done. Like, I don't know why he's following me. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of
like your aesthetic. You look cool, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't know where you lived at, but you look cool as hell. I was like, shit, you got the fashion down pat.
And see, I be feeling like I be looking like trash. So, I mean, anytime somebody gives me a compliment, I try to say thank you. But I be like, I really be looking like trash. I be trying, but
I feel the same way, though.
No, see, you, I every single time you post something, I be like, look at James Bamboo. Look at Dad. That's exactly what I say, too. I be like, James Bamboo, I be like, Bamboo really be looking like somebody dad out here. But be not an insulting, like, dad look, you know what I mean? But just, like,
see, you started saying that when, like, other people started saying that, and I actually started looking more grown at that time, too. So at first I was taking an offense from everybody. I was like, what the fuck? People keep telling me I look like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I saw that you've been doing a lot more live shows, which that was, like, always a thing for me, because I definitely, the last time I was in New York, I wanted to go, you were performing at some, like, event during Fashion Week, and I wanted to go, but I literally had to leave, and I told you I was coming, and I did not show up. Like, I remember texting you. What'd you say?
A lot of people do that.
But, like, I really wanted to come, and I felt bad that I didn't come.
Oh, no, you good. I'm telling you, you good. It was a cool, like, I think you're talking about Ziggy's event, Epoch, in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lit. It was a pretty cool, like, event.
But what I am happy about, and I'm circling back to this, but what I am happy about is we, like, for the first time, everybody actually hears you sing in a higher register, which was, like, a new thing, because normally, like, not, that sounds bad, but, like, not, you're normally not monotone, but, you know, definitely hearing notes on a higher scale from you was really different to see, because, I mean, we never hear that, and, like, I mean, I'm pretty much president of the James Bamboo fan club, so I would know.
You definitely caught me on that one. that was something that, with this project in general, I wanted to push every idea that I had from solo to the next level. The vocals, writing, the concepts, like all that shit. But so when it came down to the vocals, I had to make sure that, you know, every song emphasized some type of, you know, vocal ability, whether it be to sing soft or whether it be to sing like sultry, high, low, loud, like, and this one, Love Nest, just happened to be like kind of, you know, high and loud. It was one of those, it's a more happy, upbeat song, and it's, you know, more, you know, soulful, love filled. So I wanted to kind of make it a little more bright. And for me, with my voice type, like, I have to, you know, sing it louder and more and kind of more playful is what definitely kind of helped bring the feeling across. And I don't know. I don't normally sing that high, and it was definitely a struggle recording that track, because at that time, I found out when I recorded it the day I left to go to Atlanta to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that day when we was recording this, like, man, my stomach was fucking bouncing everywhere in my body, but I didn't know what it was coming from at all. Like, I didn't know what I ate. I didn't know what it was, but then I got home and I got sick. Yes, like, I was sick, and we had our family reunion at that time too. So, you know, I'm over here like sick as hell. Don't know what it is. So I had to go to the doctor anyway. So I'm like, it feels like strep. They tested it. It was strep. I'm like, and I don't know. I just get strep a lot for no reason, but you know, and this time my tonsils didn't swell up. So I didn't think it was really strep. So I found out it was strep. So this whole time recording Love Nest, I had strep throat, and that shit was like, it was really hard to like record.
And it didn't sound
and then it was so high on top of that.
It didn't sound like
and it. And you know what? It didn't sound like it, but they took, you know, I mean, you know how the mixing process is and the recording process is, like the best parts and pieces or whatever. But at the same time, those guys here, Ken Uli, that I'm working with, they are fucking talented as hell. They are good at making sure like the voice and the instrument sound like as raw as possible, but also like as pleasing to the ear as possible, like as warm as possible. Like, they make sure that shit sounds like perfect to a T, but it doesn't sound like unnatural. Like, it sounds like my complete natural voice. Right. And that's what I like about working with them, because they kind of bring like the raw side of me out, which is what I think more people would look for in an artist like me. Like, I need to have music that kind of sounds more organic and, you know, not so like digitized, more analog, and not so like, you know, computerized. Like, Space and Time was a good song, but it was more, you know, had a little EDM kick to it. Like, you know, a lot of these songs don't really have that same bass.
Right. Do you watch Insecure?
I do. I like Insecure a lot.
See, I knew this is the reason why we're friends.
See, I don't have HBO, but I've seen every episode because all my friends watch it, so I just, like, end up watching it because I'll be with them.
See, I mean, like, get it how you can, I guess. Because, trust me, yeah. It don't matter. I got HBO. I got HBO Now on my phone.
But see, that's the thing. We don't even have to plan it. It's just like somebody's like, oh, Insecure's on. So, boom.
What was I about to say? No, like, I, if I'm not in front of some device that I can view Insecure on at 10:30, then it's just, it's going to be a bad week. Even though I watch it literally like Monday, but it's just really going to be a bad week because I have to watch it on Sunday so that way I can get on social media and read everybody's reactions, because if I don't watch it, then I can't get on social media until I watch it because it's going to spoil it for me.
True.
So are you Team Issa or Team Lawrence?
I think that at the end of the day, that I am most definitely probably a little more inclined to be I'm Team Lawrence because girls be out here doing niggas dirty just like niggas be doing girls dirty, but they don't talk about that shit because we don't complain. We just go to the next chick.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And that's what Lawrence is doing in that show.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess I'm really Team Nobody. If anybody, I'm Team Dro.
That's why Solo sounded like the way it did, because I was Lawrence at one point, a few times.
See, but Lawrence is low-key not a great person either.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody has their problems, and everybody has their vice.
Pretty much. And what's crazy is, like, literally each character in there, pretty much except for Kelly, is, like, fucked up. Because nobody knows, what's her name? The light-skinned couple? That's just what I'm going to call them for the sake of saving time.
They're pregnant and whatever.
Yeah, you know, low-key, he moved out for, like, a half a year and lived in a hotel. So I wonder what's going on with them. Molly's Molly.
Yeah.
What else? And I mean, of course, Issa cheated. And then on top of that, like, what was I about to say? She
said sorry, though.
I mean, yeah, she said sorry at the end of the season.
Like, yeah, it was real, like, sincere, though.
I know, I actually cried, and, like, I didn't think I was gonna cry, but I was crying because, like, I thought Lawrence and Issa were really gonna get back together, and then, I mean, pretty much the whole show would end if they got back together.
I think I've only ever cried, like, once watching something. It was, like, and it's kind of corny what it was, but, so, like, You know, I'm all about, you know, black empowerment and everything and the arts. And
Me too.
And, like, I was watching, I think it was, it might have been the AMAs or it wasn't the Grammys, I don't think, but it might have been the AMAs. But Queen Latifah, she introduced, I forgot what they were singing, but basically she introduced like all these, she was like, we have here on stage, and she was hype as hell. I ain't know who the hell she was about to introduce, but it ended up being like all the top male R&B artists at that time, and they were singing like a song that was kind of dedicated to, it was a real inspiration. I don't remember what it was dedicated to, but that shit made me cry. I was like, all these black male artists who were so fucking talented on stage at one time, like, I don't even know if we could do that right now, you know, with singers. Like, and these were all like the prominent artists at the time,
right? Like actual, like, and real deal artists, like, not, you know, I don't even know what we have now.
Like, I don't either, but it's like,
well, I mean, we have you. I wouldn't even say me, because you got vocals. I be hearing them little runs. You don't be going there with them, but you're not fooling.
I keep it easy.
I know. We know. Who are your three most favorite artists? Like right now, if you they can either be past or present. It doesn't matter, but who are your three favorite artists that you would turn them on any time of the day, and that's what you would listen to? If you had to make a playlist, I guess, with only three artists, who would you listen to?
I have my holy trinity of neo-soul artists, and I have my current artists. So would you want the holy trinity of my neo-soul artists that are my favorite of all time?
I mean,
of course I like Michael Jackson pressing them, but I'm talking about, like, you know, people, you know, more our time period, growing up and shit.
I mean, like I said, it can be past or present, but I mean, are you just gonna listen to neo-soul? Are you gonna have, you know, some turn up shit? You know, that's, you gotta decide.
Oh yeah. I mean, my top favorites are, you know, from the past, Lauren, Erica, and D'Angelo. That's my top three. Like, it's not changing. I mean, I have other people too, but right there, that's the top three. But from today, I really like Fuck with SZA. She came a long way, and she is still out here fucking working, and I appreciate the hustle. Like, she out here.
I like her
a lot. I like Childish Gambino a lot. Him too. Like, he came a long way. Really busted his ass. He actually got a degree. You're right. I don't know if I'm right about that, but he did what he wanted to do in his career, and he got an Oscar for that shit, and he got an Emmy. Like, who else, you know, did that? And then he got a rap career on the side. Like,
right. Yeah, know. You know, I'm just a rapper on the side, but you know.
Like, I love Childish Gambino. I love him. I always loved Solange. I loved her back in the Halle Street Dream days when she had her album out. She had Tony and she had Sandcat. Like, Sandcat, that album was one of my favorites. Like, I remember being in 10th grade, literally being like one out of three 10th graders driving to school. But it was only two albums I was blasting. It was her album and it was Kanye's 808s and Heartbreaks. Those two albums.
Wow. Shit at that time. I was in fifth and grade when that stuff came out.
You was in fifth grade.
Yes, but wow, trust me, I stayed on VH1 Soul and MTV Jams. I knew about the albums. Trust me. I had Kanye's 808s and Heartbreak. I didn't listen to all of Solange's album because I feel like basically her true EP, her very first album, the one with Tony on it, and also Frank Ocean's Channel Orange, I wasn't able to appreciate later in life just because I was so young when they came out. But now that I've gotten older and I'm able to appreciate them, I definitely feel you. So, yes.
Yeah. And which brings me to my other favorite, Frank Ocean. Yeah, I love him. I think that a lot of times people try to compare me to him because he's one of the only top R&B artists out right now. And not a lot of times when people compare me to him because of the musical style, but just because I'm an R&B singer and it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's different, then it's going to be compared to just the top different person. Like, people kill me with that, but I love Frank Ocean.
That sounds like a case of, like, you know, when white people be like, he looks like such and such, but then you look nothing like them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's what that is.
But it's with, like, you know, neo soul and soul music and alternative R&B ain't like how it used to be. So it's only so many people you like
that you can really go for.
To, yeah,
without going back
right
in
now,
the day,
it's just Frank Ocean.
Look, without going back in the day. So right. Definitely, I think it's safe to say that James Bamboo is a part of Shea Butter Twitter. He be burning incense, listening to Lauren.
True.
Watching Black Empowerment videos every hour of the day.
That's definitely me. And I went to Morehouse College where we are black men of...
That's why I look. So you went to the
top black male school in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies, if you're looking,
right,
James Bamboo, he's pro black. He can sing your drawers off, and on top of that, he got a degree. So, fuck with it.
I do.
See,
it was a crazy time.
See,
but
so,
I was afforded the opportunity to open up an L binder and shit. It was cool.
See, yeah, see, everybody, I feel like everybody should just be a James Bamboo fan, even though I fuck with Shea Butter Twitter, like, half the time. Like, and when I say half the time, it's because I can only read about stuff so much, and because I'll get frustrated. Like, literally, I promise. The crazy thing is, I went to a Donald Trump rally and got kicked out. Like, what? I actually went to a Donald Trump rally. Like, so me and my best friend, because we're always wilding like this. So pretty much, I wore a Black Lives Matter t-shirt underneath a sweatshirt. So mind you, when I walked in with the sweatshirt on, I don't look like I'm a protester. So there were no seats in the actual auditorium or coliseum that it was held in. So pretty much we got pushed straight to the floor. And when you go to a political rally, normally the people on the floor are like the crazy supporters, like, you know, the people that's gonna be wild. So anyways, at one point, like, while Donald Trump was talking, like, we literally stuck our fists in the air, and I took off my shirt, and we were escorted out by Secret Service in, like, 3.5 seconds. Like, it was so wild. Like, I thought we were gonna die.
Like, I would love to do that.
It was really liberating at the same, like, it was scary, but very liberating at the same time. It was like
we, I'm glad y'all did it.
I'm glad that we did it, too, even though, like, it was literally crazy. Because I promise, like, even on, like, the little live stream, you can hear us, fuck Donald Trump. Like, it's honestly so great. Like, that was the funnest thing I can ever say that I've ever done in my life. Even though Donald Trump did not bat an eye at us. Did you get any pictures? What'd you say?
Did you get any pictures or videos of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a picture. I got a couple videos.
That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it was just great. I mean, we took an awesome selfie right before we got kicked out. Literally, I think you can see Secret Service behind us, or whatever his security people. I don't know if it's technically Secret Service, but whoever they are, you could see them come right up behind us and was like, "Hey, let's go." And I was like, "Don't grab on me. I will politely walk myself out because I don't want to be here with this trash anyways." And it's so funny. Like,
it's just sad that it has to come to that point, though.
It does. But I think the craziest thing, though, is, like, and I'm going to have to edit this out, because I should say this. You know what? It's the new culture. You know, this is, you know, us as young people, especially young people of color, defining what we want the next steps to be, I guess, in not only our culture, but just in the world. So, you know, I'm just going to say this, just as a time capsule. So, pretty much, I got called a racist nigger, and I don't know how both of those can go in the same sentence.
For you to be called a racist nigger, like, racist for one, think about why they would even be calling you racist. It's because they feel like you hate white people, plain and simple. But they don't think about the reason behind it, only because we're in the present day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't think that passive aggressiveness exists within people who think that they fucking own the world. But they don't think, oh yeah, I own the world. They think, oh yeah, I can get through this world easily because I can simply be myself. We don't live every day thinking that we can just simply be ourselves. We feel like we have to, you know, if I'm working at Cisco in New York, I feel like I have to, imagine you being a receptionist there. Hey, good morning, good morning. Good morning. I have to say it like that every single day. Whereas if I was at, you know, Morehouse School of Medicine, everybody's black. I'd be like, hey, what up? How you doing? You good?
Exactly.
That's nerve-wracking. And that's too much pressure. And it's too much pressure that's been built up in all of us over the past, since we've been brought here. And like, they can't see it that way. They can't see it that way.
And it's and I mean, you know, way. To people who are like, well, you know, slavery's over. And I was like, okay, well, oppression is not. So, yes, slavery might be over. But, like I said, oppression is not. Racism is not. If it was over, you know, then I really wouldn't care. You know what I mean? Honestly. You know, that's the thing. But it's like, you know, and people are like, well, if we just stop talking about it. I'm like, no, that's the thing. We need to be able to have that dialogue. We need to be able to have these conversations, you know, about, you know, racism and other things, to where, you know, we can be able to have that open dialogue and be able to discuss things, you know, that either, you know, we as black people need to do better. Because what I don't like about some pro-black people is they just, you know, constantly blame white people. Like, oh, My sink is broken. That's the white man. You know what I mean? Like, no. Like,
but you know what? When we were all given the opportunity to be able to say whatever it is we want to say without having a face or without having to say it in person, that's when shit got out of hand. That's social media. That's the bad side of it. It's not necessarily a bad side, but it caused bad things to happen.
Yeah.
It caused the shit that used to happen to come back because we realizing that these same thoughts never went away.
Right. And but so the thing is, you know,
it
you
just can took say the veil them off of everything.
You know, you can say them behind the screen and not necessarily have a picture of your face. But you know, one thing about the internet, we can find out. If we take the time.
Exposes all.
I know. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, James Bamboo, for being here on the show. I mean, you are always welcome back here. If you ever want to come back to us, you know, don't forget about us. You know what I mean? You know.
Nah.
So.
Nah, thanks for having me, for real. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.